Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. Got a special guest coming up here in a few minutes, Mr. Jason Browning. We're going to be talking about the highway condition and the blizzard we had here in a few minutes. He'll be making it up here, and got a couple of more things we'll be talking about today. Got lots of things going on, lots of things planned, and of course we'll have our birthday gift today. If I can remember to read the names about halfway through and keep it straight, we'll be doing that. And we, of course, like to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you each Thursday morning here, live and in living color on your radio dial, which we know right now happens to be tuned in to 101.5 Kicks Country, WVFB FM. 101.5, where we come to you, and we're so glad to be able to do this. We're thankful for those that make this show possible each week, that being mainly the Clay County Chamber and also the Three Star Committee, which helps to fund this show, and then our major funding from our major sponsors that help us out with all this each Thursday morning. And if you'd like to be a part of that, you know, just give a call over to the to headquarters, and they can line you up and do you a commercial and get you on here with us. And we really appreciate you folks listening. And we have, like I said, we'll have a special guest in here in a few minutes. And with that, right now, we'll just take a little short break right now and work in a few words from our sponsors. And we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Tri County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Making Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Mr. Jason Browning just made it in. He's able to make it to the courthouse today now that all the snow's gone and everything. But we'll be talking about a little about the snow and about the doing, I guess, an update on the Clay County Highway Department. I'm sure he's got some new things to talk about. It's been a day or two since he's been here with us, and we were talking about we hadn't seen any blackbirds gathered out in the field in the last day or two, so maybe the snow's over for a day or two. But on the sports side, I want to let everyone know that I think we have a makeup game tomorrow night over at Clay County High School with Gordonville, which was snowed out earlier. I'm going to get that in. So let everyone know that that'll be coming up. And let's see, on another little thing, if anyone's listening that has purchased one of our limited edition prints through the old courthouse, I'll be in the courthouse most of the day today. If anyone makes it to town, wants to come by and pick those up. And I do have a few extras if anyone would like to buy one of those. It's a beautiful print painted by Miss Alice Roulon, who is the mother of Roger Roulon. And of course, the folks that own the bakery down here, and his mother is I guess we'd call her a primitive painter, pretty much self-taught. And she's only 91 years old, and she's still painting and turning out some beautiful work. And if you go down to the bakery when they get back from Florida, they're snowbirds in the wintertime. They head to Florida for a little while, and they got a bunch of those hanging on the wall down there. And as I said, we've got Gordonville playing ball tomorrow night, and we have got a bunch of things done on the courthouse. If you see my truck parked out here, you're welcome to come by. We've got all the doors opening and closing now, got the floor down, and got the theater ready to go. And we'll have some more news on this a little bit later on. We're getting ready to do this year's rendition of the Lola Jean Dillon show on Saturday night, February the 17th. Got our backup band, got some new songs added in, and a few different vocalists. So we'll be talking more about that as we go along. And as I said, we'll be announcing our birthday list here in a little bit. Excuse me. I think a frog's made a home in my throat this morning. But good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you here. You want to tell us about last week a little bit, what it's kind of like, and we'll start you off with that, and then we'll do a rundown on what's going on with the highway department.
I've heard a lot of people say that was like one of those old-timey snows we used to have. And it was pretty good snow, pretty rough. We got out there and did what we could for everybody, and we have six trucks that run down there, three graders. And when they start giving snow, we start preparing, trying to get ready and get chains on everything, get the blades, make sure there's plenty of meat, if you will, on the blades, and of course get the salt loosened up and get ready to go. You know, and that's the thing about that salt. We don't have the resources like TDOT does, but we do the best we can on the bad hills and the bad curves. And once people drive on that stuff, it kind of packs it down. And it's going to happen. People got to go if they can, and it makes it harder to get come loose, you know.
But if you pack it down, you're in trouble.
If you pack it down, it's going to be there a while. Yeah.
Mark Strong and I, we usually get out and we try to scrape off the steepest part of my little hill over there where we can get that off. I think is my mic clipping, Randy? Okay, is that better? Okay, I thought I felt a little noise there in my ear. Okay, and I do live at the end of a little county road.
Right, that's the thing about those dead-end roads, too. When my guys, they get back there, and if they don't...
Back you up just a wee bit.
If they don't have a... good spot to turn around, you know, it makes it kind of difficult. And sometimes folks might leave their car or something in the way, and you know, just stuff like that happens. It's kind of hard to turn around.
I think someone told me I misnamed my place up there anyway. I named it Obie View Road, and they put it on 911 that. But I think there's a little stipulation that if it's a road, it's supposed to have an outlet to it.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, a road is supposed to be one that you get right, like you say, you have an outlet, but a lane
right.
is supposed to be like a dead end, yeah.
But we had never changed it, so I don't reckon we've run into too much trouble over it. But, you know, there are, you know, some of the things I know you run into. You just mentioned something here a minute ago about a family here that, not a fan, but a group that had maybe had put salt on a dirt road, on a gravel road.
Yes, sir. That's a bad no-no. I mean, you're asking for trouble when you do that. It does something to the ground. It makes the ground sweat, and it just, your gravel that's on there, it'll take them away, and the mud will just start coming up, you know.
Just swallows them, doesn't it?
It just eats them up, and it takes a long time to get it back. Yeah.
Okay, and I know in grading roads, is there a problem with grading oil and chip roads?
Yes, that's another thing.
Right, that's the one.
You can do it, but, you know, it's kind of a situation like you want a bad road for 4 or 5 days maybe out of the year and have a good road for the rest of them.
Right,
you know,
because you are going to damage the surface.
You will damage the surface. Yes, you will.
Because that's not a big, thick layer of asphalt.
It's not.
It gets a little thicker every year.
That's so, right. That's right.
But, you know, I noticed that, you know, in a lot of our roads are oil and chip. You know, and I noticed something, about a year or so ago, maybe longer than that, that actually the state did a chip road out in the Pine Hill area. I don't think I'd ever seen that anywhere.
That was a new one to me. It was.
But came back and they had painted lines on it and everything.
Uh-huh. And it's still like that. It settled down and, you know, got better. The loose gravel came off of it. It was really aggravating people about that. I got several calls about that. You know,
you tell them you wasn't in charge of that.
That's not my jurisdiction there, but I tried to, you know, accommodate a little if I could.
Okay, let's talk about maybe some of the real bad spots that we have here in the county when it does snow like that.
Well, one that I can really think of course, going up the Free Hills, the hill.
Right.
Going up the hill, it's dangerous. A few years ago, we actually turned one truck over up there, but luckily nobody was hurt, and everything worked out all right. You got a pretty bad hill on Knob Creek, and Turkey Town Hill's a little dangerous. Tick. We got several, you know, that's kind of bad.
Okay, is the highway going around the bluff, is that a county road?
Which bluff?
Moss Arcot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is a county road. It's a state aid road, but it is a county road.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And that one is dangerous when it's dry.
It is. Yes, sir, it is. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I predict more trouble there someday because it's just not, really, really stable. We done a little study there. That river may be under that bluff. If you can imagine that river coming down through there, it could be over there under that a little bit.
You know, that's something a lot of folks really don't think about, and that is that the Moss Arcot Road at one time didn't come to Salina.
Right.
It went to Butler's Landing down that way.
That's right.
Because there wasn't a road around the bluff there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the Dividing Ridge Road was the main road from Shattersburg to Salina.
Yeah. And, of course, I hear a lot of people, you know, talk, well, you know, why don't you, dynamite that bluff off and make it, well, you know, you're talking about a whole lot of going. It'd be nice to do that. But then, of course, the county's going to have to buy right away, and, you know, and you got to get all these geological studies, and you got a lot of stuff coming into that.
I mean, you get talking about the $1 million job.
Oh, more than a million, yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about big, really big money, just something the county don't have, you know.
But so we keep trying to keep that from going, but the spot up on top of the hill where I live, I know I have a little waterfall that comes out when there's a cave up there somewhere or another that fills up with water, mm-hmm. and then when it comes a big rain, it spouts out the hillside.
Right.
But even before that, we can actually hear an underground stream running underground there, mm-hmm. up on that hillside. And so I know there's caves there, and that water is going somewhere, and I've got a feeling it makes its way down to the river somewhere or other.
Right. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt it's headed to the river.
So, you know, it's just that area down through there is strange, but, you know, it is a little inconvenient when it slides off a little bit.
It is, yeah.
But you can still get in and out. You're
oh, yeah.
isolated.
That's right. There's still a way around.
You can go down Big Bottom if you have to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Now,
there are some places in Jackson County that still have a slide, you know, slide.
Yeah. You know, and of course, we had the one forever up on the Walker Hill.
Right, right.
And I don't think anyone's ever really figured out what's happened to the dirt under there. There has to be a big cave or something under
there's
there.
There's a sinkhole cave or something in there.
Because it continually goes away, doesn't it?
It does.
But, you know, that's still a nice picturesque drive if you want to take that.
It is,
and,
yeah.
You know, we do have some beautiful drives here in Clay County. And I know, of course, the one across the Walker Ridge mm-hmm. is a great, great drive if you're looking, you know, places just to look around. But places like that, from there, from the dam over to Highway 52, that has to be a heck of a job when it snows.
It is, yeah, it's a big job. It's hard to keep it off of it.
Because there's lots of shade there.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, a lot of folks don't understand with our school system. You know, they come out here and they see that Highway 52 is clear as mm-hmm. it can be. And
yeah.
a lot of the county roads are nice and clean. But we have let's go. I'll tell you what. We'll take a little short break. We're going to come back and talk about our mileage here and some of the things that are involved when something like this happens. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information.
931-243-3139.
Come back, everyone. Jason is still here with us. He hadn't had any kind of emergency calls or anything yet, so he's still here. I tell you what, let's do, Jason. I've got all the spam I need.
Yeah.
I wish they'd figure that out, and I've got more than I can cook now.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start. Well, let's start down the county line down Hermby Springs,
uh-huh.
And let's walk through going all the way up to Maple Grove, really up in that area during the snowstorm. Tell us a little bit about what all the things you ran into.
Well, it was a pretty deep snow, just to be honest with you, and that first day we would go through and push and, it would clean it off if nobody hadn't drove on it.
Right.
Because there wasn't no ice under this snow.
Right.
But it would clean it off, and then 30 minutes, of course, the way it was snowing, it was right back, And a lot of people thought, well, they didn't push my road, But we had been, they might have been one or two that we missed. I ain't going to say we got them all, but that's the way it was. It was just a hard snow for a while.
Okay, the hard spots down in that area that you really, really had problems with. How about Laurel Bluff?
Laurel Bluff's actually not too bad. If you can get there before they drive on it,
yeah.
A whole lot. One of the hard spots right there is when you're leaving Hermby Springs, like going toward Patty's Place,
yeah.
up toward the Kentucky line there. That hill right there is usually pretty tough. And then you've got a couple little small roads down there that dead end that go up a hill. They're pretty tough too, and sometimes the subdivision down there in Hermy Springs going up that hill can be dangerous.
Okay, let me ask you a question about that area over there, where the Kentucky Tennessee comes together. Is any of that Kentucky Highway in Clay County itself?
No,
down there where the joint used to be.
Where the joint used to be, that's where we usually turn around right there.
And
Macon County, they usually meet us right there, They'll get their end, and we'll get ours, and say adios, I guess.
But, that's kind of a little bit of a strange situation over there. A lot of folks don't realize.
That's right, yeah.
Now, coming on down the road, you got to go out to Pine Hill.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now how far do you go down that way?
We go all the way to the Jackson County line down to Brimstone.
Okay.
Of course, it turns to gravel after you get off the hill back there. About a half a mile, it turns to gravel.
And you got to grade the gravel, too.
Well, no. We try that. They like first, too. But we stay off of that because it has snow. It'll take your gravel with it.
But, how much gravel road do we still have here in the county? Not a whole lot.
There's not a lot. There's probably still around 46 mile, 47 mile. I've tried to figure it up a time or two, and it's. Every year I try to get a few here and there, but what you run into is keeping up the what you've already got tire chipped, trying to keep it straight, and it's hard to get many new roads,
Yeah. Okay, and I wonder too, over in the, the Knob Creek area over there, is there some gravel roads over in there?
No, there's a few. We've got most of them. Now, when you get up there on the midway side, there's some gravel still back in there.
Yeah.
Knob Creek, it's all chipped now.
Okay. Slowly but surely, we're getting a lot of this taken care of out in that mm-hmm. area. Okay. Now, there at Moss, you make it down to Moss. Side roads there, the Pine Hill Road. I know.
Yeah. Pine Hill, now back across in front of the Porky Shake, back in there, there's some pretty tough spots in there.
The Old Mill Road.
The Old Mill Road, it was a pretty good hill back there. And, of course, you got these poultry farmers, and they have to get feed in there, and some of those are priorities. We have to get them to them pretty quick before they run out of feed.
Yeah, we can't lose a bunch of chickens coming.
No.
Okay, now, we were talking a minute ago, did the state come in and try to grade their oil and chip road or the Pine Hill Road out to Union Hill?
Oh, no, we take care of that.
Okay, so you take care of that.
Yeah, now that state highways, they T-Dot takes care of that.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
So
yeah, T-Dot does all theirs. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. And okay, then, of course, as you said, out the McCormick Ridge,
uh-huh.
And there's a pretty good hill at the end of that going over the hill.
There is. I think there's actually a truck got stuck out there, a semi-truck. Yeah.
Okay, now, we haven't had any of that lately, you know, where we've had, you know, the big trucks get blocked somewhere or another and blocked
mm-hmm.
the roads and things. We've been pretty lucky on that here lately.
Here lately we have, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, we make it over to Salina, and we've got going up McFarland.
McFarland, yes. It's kept down to maybe a third of the way down on the hill.
Okay.
The rest of it's gravel.
Okay. Of course, that's now all private property.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Got closed off a number of years. No, had a little bit of a commotion over that. We
right.
shut down an old historic road that had been open since before the Civil War, of course.
And you come on around there to New Hope. Of course, you got a pretty good hill over there that's tough. We have had some trouble on that before.
Yeah, of course, there's one road over there we gave up on, didn't we? The one that went straight over the hill to the Spears place.
Yeah, I kind of give up on that one, yeah. The one going down to what they call Little Proctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, that road's in the creek bed down there, and there's just no way to keep that up without getting it up on the hillside somewhere, and I'm sure nobody don't want to give that up.
That's been the old Garland Reeser place.
Right? That's it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can look back a day or two on that. But, you know, we've got to... Of course, the road over that way meets with Kentucky over there in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's something, too, that a lot of folks I've heard, you know, kind of complain about sometimes is that there's not really a clear marker over there where the state of Tennessee stops and the state of Kentucky begins.
Uh-huh. It's pretty evident with, if you can see the road surface, the Tennessee part there at the line, it's tar and chip, and the other is hot mix.
Right.
So that's one way to tell it.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes we get folks caught on the wrong side of the state line.
Right.
There.
Yeah.
But, okay, now, when we come out of Salina and we go Highway 111 toward Livingston, of course, that used to be called the Devil's Backbone to get here from Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't remember that name.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard it.
I know. We had one of our citizens over and over in Canada that passed away a few weeks ago that had written a poem about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to do some search on that. And I do know I went back and did some research on the Austin P. Highway. That came, you know, that is Highway 52 that ran from here all the way over to East Tennessee. And that was that when they appropriated the money for that the money was there, but each county had to supply the equipment and the manpower to build the road through Clay County.
Right.
And, you know, that's something that we wouldn't even think of today.
No.
And I have seen some pictures, and I'm sure you have too, of the men with their mules and their scoops and their horse-drawn graders and all those things building that road through here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, that was something. Of course, if you're not old enough to remember that from here to Livingston used to be about a 45-minute drive.
That's right.
But and, of course, the state takes care of that. And they also, I guess, the road from down that, going toward Gainesboro, there where you turn left and go back up to 111, I guess the state, that's still a state road, isn't it?
Uh-huh, it is, yes.
So that's what old Highway 52. And you got old Highway, now they take care of old Highway 52, from on that,
right.
that makes the loop through there down around the Horse Creek Road.
Yeah, we take care of that. County does. Uh-huh.
Okay, what about going down to Horse Creek?
Yeah, now that's a tough hill, too. most of the time, we don't have a lot of trouble there, but we have had some, you know, down there in that sharp curve.
Yeah, there's a hairpin down there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's real neat if you're trying to get a houseboat over that hill.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and then, you know, we've got... some of the other roads, but then we get up there and we take a hard left and go down toward the Maple Grove area.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you have to go through Overton County to get there. And so, but once you get over there, how many miles have you think? How many miles do you think you got over there?
Altogether, probably 60-something miles. Yeah, with, you know, all the little dead ends and everything. It's more mileage over there than you think.
What about going out to Herd Ridge?
Herd Ridge is something that we usually get there before Pickett or Overton, either one, and we just push the whole thing, you know. Yeah,
we've been pretty cooperative about just about anything in that area over there. I don't know. I think most of the people over there really think maybe they have dual citizenship anyway, that they belong to Overton and Clay County.
Right.
Because
the way
the services are divided up there with their water supply and taking care of things over there.
Yeah.
And I know there are some places over there that for Clay County that really the only way you can get to them is to go through Overton County.
That's right.
And then we've got one place. Now, what's the totally isolated place up in Clay County there with Pickett County?
Yeah. That would be probably the end of the Herd Ridge.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you can't get to it hard.
No. No way to get to it without going through the three counties.
And I know for a number of years there was talk about, you know, trading out and Overton giving us some land and we give that to them.
Yeah.
But I don't, I think the folks up there, they decided they'd rather be in Clay County.
I think so.
But I don't, how many families live up in there now?
Oh, there's a lot.
A lot of new building up there.
Yeah, seems like every time you go up there, there's somebody building a new house somewhere, you know.
Yeah. But, okay, before we got to that, what about down the Swan Ridge Road?
Swan Ridge is not bad. Of course, we go to the gate now. They don't open the gate, so that's where we stop at.
Well, have we ever really got that legally settled about that gate? Or
No, it's a pretty touchy subject.
With the cemetery and things down
there. Right, the cemetery and, you know, and of course, the land being sold as a gated community.
Under false pretenses.
Right.
we won't hardly get into that, but you know that's something you do run into, and especially with cemeteries.
Right.
You know, that there is whether it's actually a law or just a tradition that you do not ever block off families being able to get to the burial place of their families.
Yes. It should be a law if it's not.
I think probably that it is.
Yeah.
And I know here in Clay County, I know we have lots and lots of cemeteries, lots of family cemeteries, and lots of older cemeteries. And I don't know whether we have any that are really being neglected that much anymore, but I'm sure there's still some here that are that way, a few out in the county. But let's stop with that subject right now here a few minutes and work in a few words from our sponsors. And we're going to come back and finish up the snow, and we're going to talk about the highway department itself here for a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card. by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, this would be a great time to read off our birthday list here today. I don't know, this is a pretty rough name we're starting with here. Mr. Billy Walker celebrated a birthday, and we'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And Lily Browning. Now, who's Lily Browning?
Lily Browning, I'm trying to think. I'm not sure. I know Millie. I have a granddaughter named Millie Browning.
That may be Millie. That's who that is.
Okay.
It's Lily. It's Millie. Now I'm saying I'm glad because I wasn't sure on that. Millie Browning. And happy birthday to her. And also Mr. Tommy Denton, former classmate of mine from about 3 or 4 years ago.
Former teacher of mine.
Yes. And then also Tisha Watson celebrating a birthday. Leah's called that one in. Miss Rhonda Bailey celebrating a birthday. Hilda Brown out toward Midway in that area. And this one I wasn't real sure about the last name, but I think I've got it right. It was Sherry Simpson celebrating a birthday. And Mr. Larry McLaren celebrating a birthday at this period. And also Mr. Doug Young. Now, we're not going to put his name in there. We're not going to give him any.
We draw his out last.
Yeah. We'll draw his after we run out of prizes. But that's the list for today, and we'll be getting one of those out here and give them one of our special gifts over at the chamber. We can go by there and pick it up sometime after the show is over. And with that, I was trying to think if we missed any other good snowy places you can think of that gave any kind of problems or.
Oh, I'm sure there's more, but there's so many.
And you know, a lot of folks don't understand when after it looks like all the snow is gone, and you look on the TV that evening or the next morning, and it says Clay County School System closed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that driving a school bus around the bluff down. You're on the river. You don't want to take a bus down through there if there's two feet of road that's covered with ice.
Right. Yeah. It's just you still got your bad spots. It'll have just a little somewhere, you know.
And a school bus wouldn't float turned upside down.
No. It's better to wait another day and just because you know it's not no need to take a chance.
And the same thing over in the Maple Grove area.
Right.
Places over there that takes a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, of course, we always want to be safe instead of sorry on stuff.
That's
like
right.
That. And of course, now we're back in school now, and like I said, we've got a basketball game tomorrow, a big basketball game tomorrow night for the boys.
Yeah, they really need that one.
Yes, I mean this ain't been one of those years where we have dominated everybody. We hadn't been. I think maybe we had one game, but it wasn't a district game. We got.
Yeah, try.
But
it's been tough. About every game, it's been tough.
Yeah, well, it's been a learning process again.
Mm-hmm.
When you wind up losing a whole bunch of seniors 1 year, and I always try not to start 5 seniors anytime. I know that's kind of cruel, I guess. But
yeah.
Look for the next year's leader and get him out there the year before. But that's my philosophy,
right,
which
right.
is worth about 2 cents. But now, all right, now the county highway department itself. Of course, we've talked before about the funding of it that you're,
mm-hmm.
you're totally outside the county funding.
Right.
The highway department doesn't cost the taxpayers of Clay County.
Right.
It does cost them every time they fill up with this expensive gas.
Right. Yeah.
But. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the problems you have. Let's start off with the equipment that we have here in Clay County to take care of things like our snow or
Yeah, it's you know, like I said earlier, when I kind of watch the weather really close, and of course all the guys down there do too. And we know when something, they're predicting something, and we try to prepare for it. And like that snow event, you know, with all the preparation and then the fuel and the salt, what little salt we can use, and then not just the rest of your equipment. It's really expensive. A snow event is very expensive on the highway department.
Okay, now is there any way you can budget for that? Can you kind of
really, you know,
can't fudge? Can you?
You just, I try to keep that's about the same amount for the snow event in there every year. You kind of allow a little if you can. You know, so much for salt and so much for equipment and parts and maintenance and you figure all that in with everything else throughout the year, and you kind of come up with a total there to, and you hope you hope you can stay within your budget that way.
Well, let me reminisce just a minute then on our snow. I know that this one came overnight, but in the afternoon, I guess probably in February, somewhere along in there, January, February of 1961.
Mm-hmm, that'd be a little bit before me.
We were all in school, and it started snowing about sometime around 2 o'clock or so. And by the time it was time for the school buses to run, I think there was about 5 or 6 inches of snow on the Walker Hill.
Mm.
And some of us folks that lived at the top of the Walker Hill got the pleasure of walking home.
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course, that was also about the gosh let go.
Right.
And we had cars stacked bumper to bumper basically all the way up the hill.
I bet.
Trying to get up. And, of course, a lot of them did get up. And
you're not talking about the new Walker Hill Road.
No, I'm talking
about
the old Walker Hill Road.
Right.
Yeah, which is pretty rough. And I do remember walking home walking up the hill about, I don't know, maybe about halfway up, someone came by with a pickup truck with chains on it, and I was walking, and my two brothers, we were walking up through there, and he just kind of went right on by us, didn't even offer us a ride in the bed of the truck, and we got up there about another 150 yards or so, and he'd made it in the ditch.
Uh-huh.
So we walked by and waved at him.
There you go.
And walked on home.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was something. I mean, that one was one that really, you know, that shut everything down. And like I said, if you can imagine, where we had about, I guess at that time, probably 250 people
mm-hmm.
working down at Oshkosh, plus some other little factories around. And at 4 o'clock, you know, they were all heading to Pea Ridge. They were heading to Moss. They were heading everywhere in the world.
Right.
And we had hills getting everywhere except Salina.
Uh-huh. That's right.
But I don't know how the state would have handled something like that today if we still had those old roads with crooked roads like that.
It'd be pretty tough. Yeah, it'd probably be lots of accidents, I'd say.
But let's get back to the equipment things you have.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little rundown on some of the things that.
Like I said, you know, we run 6 trucks. One doesn't have a plow on it, but it has a salter, and it'll salt some of the bad hills. And I have 3 graders that run during the snow. And, of course, we chain them up, and they go on pretty good. But now, you know, they can't get away from you. We have had some slide off the road or whatever get stuck, you know, but luckily, we've never had nobody hurt.
Okay. Do you have trucks with blades?
Yeah, all the trucks
are bladed.
I've got blades except for one.
Except for one.
Uh-huh. And it's a ton truck. It just salts. But they do, you know, the blades on the trucks, after it's packed down, they just kind of ride across it. Now, if you can get there before it's packed,
it'll
clean it pretty good.
Well, you know, if it took the ice up, it also take the surface up.
Right. A lot of times it will, yeah, especially on the tar and chip.
Okay. Now, when you have something like this happen, you come in and put your 8 hours in and go to the house, don't you?
No, most times it's like 10 or 12, you know. Sometimes if the temperature is not working with us, like when it's down there at 6 and 0, and, you know, you're just wasting your money being out there. You try to get it to where people can go the best they can, And then you might, you know, when the temperature warms up a little, stuff will start working a little better, and you can might stay out there a little longer.
Yeah.
And work on it harder that way.
But, you know, for years and years, like we were talking about the old Walker Hill, we have had here in this county, I guess, some of the best state workers, that dedicated state workers, because, you know, we will always receive compliments here in Clay County
right.
about how well the state roads.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we didn't have that Highway 52 with four lane and those kind of things.
Right.
We yeah. had those roads that zigzagged. And
yeah.
You'd leave
yeah, it takes somebody that cares a little, you know, and wants to do it, and yeah, you'll get your best job that way.
Okay, now then, let's talk about another catastrophe that could happen, and that is flooding.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any roads that have flooding problems?
Oh, yeah, we have a few in the county, one particular in the west end, Copper Short Road. It goes up to the Kentucky line. About every big rain event, you know, something will go wrong down there, and we put new pipe in, bigger pipe, bigger ditches. We've tried everything, and it just won't take it. You know, sometimes it just won't. And then we've got one over here down the Wet Mill Creek area, the Modoc Hollow. It does it too. We've done the same thing. We've helped it. It's not as bad as it used to be, but. It will still do it. You know, sometimes it just won't take it.
I could tell you a good story about the Modoc Hollow there. When you're going up in there and you look up to the left, there's kind of a steep hill all the way up through there.
Right.
Once upon a time, Mr. Edgar Phillips built a new brick house down there in the hollow.
Uh-huh.
And someone on Baptist Ridge bought his old house.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted someone to move it up to Baptist Ridge. So guess how we moved it up there?
You tell me.
We went up the hill with it.
Mm.
Up the
hill. Okay.
And the folks out there still talk about it. I was just a youngster. I guess I was 18, 19 years old. I kind of worked with Cordell Carter and my dad, helped to move a few houses before I got to school. But I can remember, you know, we had an old truck, and of course that's one of those times where we, you know, come in, you build a frame under a house and jack
right.
it up, put wheels on it, and you usually try to take it up a road somewhere or another.
Uh-huh.
But Mr. Carter said, I believe we can take it up that hill there.
Hmm.
And we took off up that hill.
That's been something to see.
And the house is still up there, and people are still living in it up there now. But they still talk about it. But he said, you know, I didn't really realize this hill was all that steep until my toolbox fell out of the floorboard up into the seaweed. But now that was, I mean, that, like I said, that was something that I don't think for anybody would even try to tackle that anymore.
No, I don't think so.
But I thought I'd throw that in.
Oh, yeah,
for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, now back to the flooding, but get away from Modoc a little mm-hmm. bit. You know, some of the areas up in there, do we have, I guess, you know, we talked a minute ago about, you know, one of the roads. Do we still have some roads that have to cross creeks, county roads that have to cross creeks or anything like that?
One, back here in the west end, too, on the Happy Springs Road, there's a road that cuts off to the left and goes, if you go out of Happy Springs, it'd be on the right. It's up the Phoenix Cherry Holler. Of course, folks out there, out that way, call it the Sid Jackson Holler. But you go down in the creek and cross it, and it comes out over on what's called the Leonard Road. Goes toward Leonard. It's actually, as long as the creek's not up, there's no problem there, you know. And it's such a long span, it just wouldn't be worth it to build a bridge.
Yeah.
It costs more than, you know, so it's kind of going to be that way, I'd say, for a while.
Okay, and what about the Brimstone Bridge? It's in pretty good shape now.
The Brimstone Bridge is a new bridge. We don't have no more trouble down there now.
Okay, that's great. You know, I know over the years that's been kind of a problem.
It has been problems, yeah. But now it's the best it could be, I'd say.
Okay, do we have any county bridges that are problems right now?
Well, there's a couple on the number one list. Like you have two lists for your bridges, number one, number two. And you get so much bridge money per year from the state. And you have to work on your number one bridges
first.
Before first, you know, they come first, and then you come down the list. Actually, we're working on one bridge now. Well, actually two on Mill Creek, Kenneth Eads, and the other one up there, on up the holler from it there on the right. I can't think of it right. It's before you get to the MoDoc right there.
So,
W.E. Phillips, that's the one it is.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Does the state ever abandon highways and turn them over to the county?
I've never known of them actually abandoning any.
Not necessarily, but say, like, they turn it over to the county.
Like, if they build, like, the new road, new 52 going out of Slina here toward Livingston, you know, that the old road was being turned over to the county. And when, before they turn it over, they'll repave it.
Right.
New lines, new signage, and everything. Everything will be in good shape when they turn it over.
But when they give it to you, then it's your baby to rock.
It's my baby from then on. Yeah.
Okay, and we've got a few miles of that.
We do.
Okay, now, I do know now from the stage here, we do have on the to-do list, and that is the truck bypass here in Clay County. What about, you know, something they've always promised, that from where they have done a little reconditioning all down to the county line with Macon County, of you know, making some improvements on that. Is that even on the drawing board or anything now?
I think it is, Thomas, on the drawing board, but, you know, I haven't heard any timeline on any of that. So I don't know. I don't know anything about that, but I do know it has been discussed.
Well, you know, that's something, I guess that may be the only section of Highway 52 between here and over to Highway 27 or whatever it is over in East Tennessee that's never been had anything done to it. So I don't know, but I do know I may have told the story of this before when we had Governor Browning that came in here back many, many years ago to a meeting here at Salina, and before he got here he was car sick and had all kinds of problems, and he told the folks here at the meeting that the next time he came to Clay County, that it would be a different situation. Well, it was. He came by helicopter. He didn't ride the car. But, you know, of course, Highway 52 was, you know, it was a main connecting road, like I said, from, I guess, all the way up at east at Robertson County, all the way over to Scott County at one time. That was the main highway. Like I said, it was named the Austin P. Highway, and a historic highway here, and a lot of it has been improved. I know over the years, I can think of the part that used to go through Rugby, that now, you know, they've got a big straight shot through there, but so far we haven't been able to get a straight shot between here and Hermitage Springs.
No, we're not. It's pretty dangerous certain times of the day. It really is.
And especially with the truck traffic we have now.
Yeah, and out there at miles at the three-way in, the folks go through there, they really better be on their toes.
Of course, they've got some, you know, markers up there now, and it's kind of hard to not stop either way.
A lot of people, they'll pull out in front of you there. You got to be ready to stop.
And, you know, I know that the study of how many thousand vehicles come through here, well, here at the four-way stop here in Salina every day. And with the, I guess, the GPS folks now are routing a lot of folks off of Interstate 65, either at Glasgow or Cave City, and sending big trucks through here.
Yep.
And that's something, of course, I think Kentucky's working on their side maybe to do some more work and get it all the way down to the state line, because there's some pretty unsafe areas there for lots of big trucks and log trucks going through. But, you know, it's something that I guess until we get a whole lot of traffic here that, you know, they didn't think is all that important. We've known for a long time we had way too many log trucks topping down the four-way stop.
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to get through here.
We, through the snow, that GPS would send some of those trucks across the Clemensville Road coming out of Kentucky, coming out of Gamaya, and I think there was two stuck over in there through the snow.
Yeah, I know occasionally if you drive over that way, you'll see someone's coming through that it's a new driver, and depending on that GPS, and it sent them. And that's not a good place to be to meet a big truck day, night, or any time.
It's sure not.
We do run into that, but, you know, we're thankful that they're routing people through Clay County here, because, you know, if we could, I think maybe we may need to put a toll gate up and charge them just a little bit to get through here.
Yeah.
Make sure they do stop. But you know, the traffic's here, and we, of course, I'm going to hands off to you guys and a big pat on the back for the job that you do when we have a natural occurrence like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, of course, the snow and the rain would be the big things, and luckily we haven't had anything with tornadoes or anything here that, you know, destroyed major property.
Right.
And we've been lucky on that so far, and as far as the flooding, we haven't had any major flooding here in a long, long time.
Been a few years, yeah.
Yes, it has. And, of course, as a youngster, again, I can remember the one when I was 5 years old, when we had water all the way up to the square.
Yeah.
But, you know, we hopefully we won't have any of those days anymore.
Hopefully not, and we'll really be in trouble if we do.
Yeah. But, Jason, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. I don't know how much time we've got. I had anybody tell me we're about done. We've got a few more minutes. Anything you want to tell folks about anything coming up, maybe
No, I really don't have much.
I
just appreciate everybody bearing with us, you know, through the snow. I didn't hear, you know, too much negative stuff. We do the best we can and get there as soon as we can. And just hats off to everybody that works for us down there.
How many wintertime employees do you have up there, Jason?
I've got 23 during the winter right now. And some years that might vary one or two. Sometimes somebody might take a new job or something, you know. In summertime, I'll have anywhere from maybe 28 to 30 sometimes with the mowing crew coming back, you know, weed-eating crew, stuff like that.
You know, and that's something all of us folks that live off the main highway are really, really appreciative of, that mowing crew that comes by and cleans off the county right away.
Uh-huh.
Throughout the county and keeps it neat looking.
Yeah. And the guys on the mowers, they do a really good job.
They do. They do a real good job. And like I said, I don't know whether every county does that or not, but I know we're grateful that we've got it going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know that, like you said, you have a few more folks in the summertime. And then is there anything that is really pressing us right now that we really need to get done? Other than our bypass.
Bypass is all I know of. Of course, got a little paving coming up this coming year. Here and there, I try to spread that around the county best I can, you know, and get the spots that need it the worst. And
the high traffic places.
Yeah. Some roads, you know, your asphalt, about 20, 25 years, about all you're going to get out of it, especially if you throw a little salt on it. It might not last that long.
That does corrode and erode the surface on the asphalt.
It breaks down the oil in it, and then it'll give away.
Well, I'll tell you what, just off the top of your head, if you'll give me a number between about 1 and 8, we'll give somebody a prize.
Two?
Number 2. It looks like Tommy Denton.
All right, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy Denton, you have won the birthday prize today. And with that, we'll say, you know, we get everything put back where it belongs, get the doors shut down in here, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again next week, same time, same channel, here on WVFB 101.5. And with that, may the good Lord bless and keep you till then. And with that, good day, Clay County.